Welcome to the Plentiful Goddess Podcast. My name is Jessica Karabat, and I'm a holistic coach for women, certified vegan nutritionist, fitness trainer, yogi, and Reiki master. I have coached hundreds of women worldwide, and I made it my mission to help women from all around the world transform their lives and health in ways they didn't think was possible. If you're looking to uplevel your health, learn about the best practical tips on vegan health and fitness, master your menstrual cycle, improve your relationship with food, and so much more, so that you can reconnect with the powerful woman that you're meant to be, then you have come to the right place. My goal in this podcast is for you to help you step up your game, reconnect with yourself as a woman, and elevate your health and life. We are going to have so much fun in this podcast. Are you ready? Let's begin. Hello and welcome to the Plentiful Goddess Podcast. I am so excited that you're here with me today. Today we're going to be speaking about weighing yourself while on holiday. Who doesn't know that? You go on holiday, you look at the scale afterwards, and you're like, oh my God, I messed up all of the progress I have made over the last month or two or three or however long you've been on your weight loss journey. And this is a common thing. I speak about this topic with my clients quite a lot because it's not normalized to talk about it. And I feel like there are a couple of things that I want to break down here that are really important to look at. The first thing is do not weigh yourself right after the holidays. Do not do that for the reason that very, very commonly when you go on holidays, you're not eating according to schedule, you're maybe moving your body differently, maybe you're not moving your body at all, maybe you're eating a lot more carbohydrates, maybe you're drinking some alcohol, and all of that will ultimately change your weight. That doesn't mean that you are gaining bad weight, and I'm gonna explain this in a second for you, but you will inevitably gain some weight. And the weight that we are talking about is actually water weight. That means when you, for example, have a very healthy system of eating over some time and you've been doing this for 2-3 months, and then you go on holidays and you have a little bit of extra pasta and pizza and maybe some extra alcohol here and there, that is mostly carbohydrates. And carbohydrates will make you retain water. Muscles hold on to water through carbohydrates, okay? And so when you are consuming carbs, inevitably, your scale is going to go up, especially if those meals that you've been eating are not as balanced as maybe before you went on holidays, right? So balanced, I mean, it probably didn't have enough protein, fats, and fiber in those meals. So inevitably, you will see a spike in your weight. But that doesn't mean this is bad weight. This is mostly water weight. And so what I did with my client, she was working with me for around 6 months. She has seen a consistent going down in her weight on the scale. So it was consistently going down. And then towards the end of the program, she went on holidays for a couple of days. She came back, she went onto the scale, and she was like, oh my God, I lost all of my progress, which first of all, it wasn't true because she has already lost a significant amount of weight before the holidays. So her weight spiked by a couple of pounds, but it was definitely bigger of a spike than if she were to continue the same routine. With that said, I told her to not weigh herself for the next couple of days. And within just a couple of days, she can go back onto the scale and she will see a drop again. And this is exactly what happened. She went back to her routine. She went back to eating balance. She went back to moving her body. And just like that, her weight went down. And so my recommendation for you is if you go on holidays, if you have meals that are outside of your norm, first of all, you will see probably a change in your scale. That doesn't mean that you have necessarily gained fat, which is more important than gaining weight. Okay. And so also keep it in mind that the leaner and leaner and leaner you become, weight fluctuations are very normal. Even if you are still on a weight loss journey for a while, Weighing yourself every day and seeing spikes and drops is completely normal because our weight will depend on how many hours we sleep, our stress, how we eat, the phase of the menstrual cycle we are in, the weather outside, if it's warm, if it's cold, all of it. If you travel, your digestion, if you went to the toilet or not, right? All of these things will affect your weight. And so it's very, very important to not look at the number every single day, but look at a consistent downward graph or look at a consistent downward trend. Now again here, it really depends where you are on your weight loss journey. I have worked with clients who no longer need to lose weight because they have leaned out so much and now they're no longer losing weight, but they're actually gaining weight because they're gaining muscle. And this is another thing that is really important for you to remember. Again, depending where you are in your weight loss journey, this will be different. And so my recommendation for you, again, when you go on holidays and you have a couple of days of not eating according to plan, do not, be mad with yourself. Go back to your normal routine a couple of days later. Do not get on the scale. Do it 3, 4, 5 days later and you will see that everything is going to be in the norm again. Actually, my client ended up losing weight afterwards again. She actually saw her weight going down even more. And that was also because she chilled out and she didn't let that stress affect her of, oh my God, I gained so much weight. I shouldn't have, that shouldn't have happened. I feel so bad. She felt so ashamed that she ate more snacks or that she didn't eat balance. And I was like, it's all gonna work itself out. And it did. And so that is just my recommendation for you. If you do go on holidays and if you're stressed out about that, don't be, as long as you know you're gonna go back into your healthy routine, as long as you know that you have a plan in place, you're going to be fine. Enjoy your holidays. Holidays happen for a lot of us, not as frequently as we probably all would like. And so enjoy yourself. Obviously, do not go overboard. Do not go the complete opposite. Still try to get some movement in and still try to get your veggies and fruit in. But also do not stress out about it having to be perfect. I think that's my takeaway for you, because ultimately stress is going to make things worse in the long run anyways, and that's not what we want. So I hope you really enjoyed this episode. If you did, please let me know, and I will see you in the next one.